Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we're going to continue our conversation on Saturn entering Pisces, which occurs on March 7th and 8th, 2023, and Saturn remains in Pisces until February 2026. Now, it does enter Aries for a few months in 2025 and then returns again to Pisces. So we're going to have nearly 3 years of Saturn in Pisces, which is the normal timeline for the ringed planet to remain in one astrology sign. And it's going to be interesting how the energy will shift and change in 2025 and 2026 when Saturn will be working with Neptune in Pisces. I will touch on that a bit in this show, but that will be something I'll talk about even more in a separate podcast episode because this topic is really looking at the energies of 2023. Where Saturn enters Pisces, travels from 0 to 7 degrees of Pisces throughout the year. And this is where we are also checking in on ourselves, on our spiritual growth, how we are really practicing and living from this place within ourselves, and how we are also responsibly dealing with the energies of transition. Now, Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. Pisces is a mutable water sign. It's a feminine energy. And it's also connected to how we are able to exist in multiple realms simultaneously. As Pisces is about how our human energies connect with spiritual energies, how there is an ongoing dance, a beautiful synergy that comes alive with Pisces energies, where we're meant to be able to move between these realms, to understand where we need to surrender our ego, step back from our self-identification, not take it personally, not infuse our energy in something, and instead allow the energetics to express themselves. Pisces is where we also further our spiritual mastery and practice what it means to be enlightened. And of course, this is personal and individual to each person, especially depending on your spiritual path and what you practice, what you believe. But Pisces is the energy of trusting our spiritual gifts, trusting our intuition, our downloads, what we're feeling and sensing, the messages that are coming in outside of our human faculties. So outside of your mind, outside of your ego. And the Pisces energy is also a direct link to your higher self, your soul's path, your soul's journey, and all these parts of ourselves that we can't see, we can't touch, but we feel it and we sense it. So when we have strong Pisces energies, we're going to be feeling more around these parts of ourselves. So you could feel that you're really increasing in your ability to work with your intuition or your psychic self. You could also feel like your crown chakra is amplified and opening. Perhaps even you could visualize it blooming like a lotus flower. And opening up to more information, more wisdom, more messages that you can trust. And this can be supported with Saturn in Pisces because Saturn is about our reality, how we are grounding in these energies, grounding in our spiritual practices, really looking with a discerning eye at what is coming through and discerning if you can trust it, if it feels accurate, if it feels in alignment with you, and if it's something as well that you're ready to fully own and master. So one of the positive expressions of Saturn entering Pisces is really stepping into the fullness of your spiritual gifts, owning your intuition, even practicing it, really fine-tuning and working with your intuition and your spiritual self even more realistically, even more regularly. And this is something that Saturn can support us with. Now, I mentioned in part one of this topic, which was an episode on January 9th, 2023, in case you want to go back and find that episode, is how we have had an ongoing parade of planets in Pisces. And it started with Uranus entering Pisces 2003 to 2010. We then had Neptune in Pisces and Chiron in Pisces starting in 2011. We've had Jupiter move through Pisces twice now in the last cycles. And we also just had Jupiter in Pisces in 2022. So this part of your chart, this part of your life has been busting open. This is all of the spiritual awakenings that we're moving through on the planet, the mass spiritual growth that's underway. And now here comes Saturn. And Saturn, being very grounded, clear, realistic, wants us to assess what's real, what's true, what's false, what's propaganda. Saturn in Pisces is going to have us look at our idealism, look at what isn't real, look at what's been going on behind the grand curtain. This is the energy of something being revealed that we're meant to see for what it is. We're meant to see it for what it truly is, without the rose-tinted glasses, without the fog machine or the bubbles or all the distractions. And this is where we are entering into our next phase of spiritual awakening. New spiritual truths, new realistic understandings of what is will come to light as Saturn enters Pisces. Now, the last time we had Saturn in Pisces was in the mid-90s. So Saturn was in Pisces for a few months in the middle of 1993, specifically May and June. Then Saturn entered Pisces in January 1994, where it stayed until April 1996. And you can think back on those years in your life, what you were transitioning through, what endings were occurring for you, what was happening in your world where you knew you needed to take some next steps, even if it wasn't fully clear. And that is the Pisces influence. But Saturn wants you to contain your energy, to be strong in what you know is certain for you. So even as we move through the Pisces energies, you're traveling with experiences, knowledge, wisdom that you've gained. And how are you applying it? How are you using it now to deal with transitions? And I do feel like that is a key word here with Saturn in Pisces, is that transitions are meant to happen in life. Change is the name of the game, right? Like, we pull things in and then we have to let it go. There's things we learn and then we graduate and we move on. There's things that come up in ourselves that we see and we realize, I don't want to keep animating that part of myself. I don't want that energy to be a part of my consciousness or a part of who I am. So Saturn in Pisces is not only about understanding where you're ready to make transitions, but this is also noticing what you're complete with within your own energy, because it's no longer your truth. And maybe there's things here that you've been aware of, you've been feeling them, you know that they've been a part of your life or a part of your energy, and there is support here for what you're ready to end. And so, for example, the Pisces energy can be good at procrastinating. The Pisces energy can put things off and say, I'm not feeling it yet. I'm not ready. I don't want to do it. And then here comes Saturn that says, okay, it's time. It's time to get this done. It's time to stop procrastinating. So that's an example of something that you might face when Saturn is in Pisces, is your own habits, your own unconscious habits, and understanding, okay, there is a different way to do this. And with Saturn, we have time to apply it, to work with it, to basically practice a new way of being, practice new methods. So procrastination might be something. Maybe there's things here that are habits that you're not enjoying anymore. Perhaps there's unhealthy habits. You can feel how it's no longer in alignment with your energy. It's not infusing your body or your energy vessel with support or ongoing strength. Maybe there are some habits here that you're ready to phase out. You're just not into them anymore. It just doesn't call to you or speak to you. And so those would be things to evaluate for yourself. You could also look at some of the deeper Pisces energies here, which is maybe hiding in idealism, not facing reality. Any parts of those Pisces expressions that can be so unconscious, such as the Pisces mentality of maybe this isn't really going to happen. I don't believe this is possible. So looking at your belief systems around what you're energizing in your life, in yourself, that actually could be a potential, that could take off or could be something you manifest. But do you have a belief system that shuts it down? Do you have a belief system that's connected to self-sabotage? Do you have a belief system that isn't really honoring your mastery, your gifts, your abilities? Saturn in Pisces is going to have us looking at our coping mechanisms, what we deny to ourselves. What have you been denying to yourselves? Because Saturn is going to sit you down at his desk and he's going to have a kindness, because Saturn in Pisces is a little bit softer and has some compassion. And is going to review some cycles with you. It's going to review some things you've been through and say, you know, when we look back on this, when we reflect on this part of you, this part of your life, this part of your experience, you know, there's some things you could do differently now. Are you ready to commit to a different approach, a different belief system, different results? And this is one thing that Saturn in Pisces will bring up for us, is where we haven't had the results we want. We haven't had the outcomes we've desired. And this is going to be especially pronounced for any planets or points you may have in Pisces, especially 0 through 7 degrees of Pisces. And that's in 2023 into 2024. And this is where you could really be faced with some things that you felt disappointed about, where you've been discouraged, maybe even a habit or ongoing depression, even a lower vibrating energy here. Saturn is going to ask you to mature through those energies, mature through a disappointment or discouragement. Look at where perhaps there have been unconscious patterns of feeling like a victim or the self-pity or the blame. And it's not to say that that isn't natural or normal. Those feelings can absolutely be normal for different experiences that we have, things we move through. But the difference here is how long you stay in those energies. How long you stay in the energy of disappointment or discouragement, and whether or not you're able to pivot or move the energy in another direction at some point. Because it's very normal to feel that low-level depression or just energetically stuck at times. And there's times in our lives when we just feel that way. But this is where Saturn wants you to reclaim your energetic power and understand that even when these feelings come up, even when we are low and discouraged and even feeling like I don't know what to do, well, what you have access to that's always there, always traveling with you, are the energies of your spiritual wisdom, the energy of your higher self. And these are exactly the times in life when we are designed to surrender, We are designed to ask spirit, the universe, your angels for support. We're designed to ask for those downloads, ask for those messages. It's almost like when you're going through that worst day or a hard life experience, we can't figure it out with our humanness and we need support. We need to feel that we're spiritually connected. And this is one of the healthy habits, healthy tools of Pisces, is that when you are overwhelmed, when you are overloaded, when you are feeling these energies that are so strong and it just can feel like it's a lot, you have the choice to make about how you ask for assistance, how you call in that support, how you connect to your spiritual guidance, and how you continue to take care of yourself. So these will be important things to be aware of as we move into the energies of Saturn in Pisces, which is traveling behind Neptune in Pisces. And on that note, I will be talking about the dance between Saturn and Neptune and Pisces, which will start in 2025. I'll do a separate podcast episode on that because that's when we're going to have big endings on the planet, big changes in the oceans, big changes with water flooding, big energies coming up in Pisces for us to be aware of and to look at. But also, this is where our spiritual tools guide us through. We navigate with more of our spiritual mastery. We move through the energies, the feelings, the experiences, knowing we have a toolbox to turn to. So I will have a separate episode for you on that topic, because that is going to be a very big deal. It is once in a lifetime that Saturn is conjunct Neptune in Pisces. It's very, very rare. It's not only once in a lifetime, it's once in many lifetimes. So know that we're moving towards that. It's not quite there yet, but this is where we will have opportunities to wade into these Saturn and Pisces waters, where we are moving into this energy and understanding what it means for you personally, as well as how it is affecting us at a global level. So in your chart, you would want to identify where you have Pisces energies from 0 to 7 degrees. You don't need to have a planet or point there. Everybody has Pisces in their chart. Everybody has 0 to 7 degrees of Pisces in their chart. And the house location is where the energies are going to be felt and experienced. It's where you're going to have this Saturn transit come to your awareness and activate themes and energies that you're meant to work with. Saturn wants us to work. Saturn wants us to show up. Saturn wants us to be accountable, be responsible, honor your commitments, and do what needs to be done. And so Saturn in Pisces is going to bring our attention to these Pisces themes that I've been discussing, but also it could be too that you're understanding how different you are now than you were the last time Saturn was in Pisces 30 years ago. So there's something here about a graduation, an elevation, acknowledging how you've grown, acknowledging how far you've come, and really validating yourself in ways that only you know. Saturn can be a lonely journey at times. Saturn requires us to do things on our own, to hold ourselves accountable for our energy in all areas of our life, understand where we're remaining in our personal integrity and self-respect, and to carry that with us through all areas of our lives. So what I'm feeling about Saturn entering Pisces is, again, how we deal with transitions. How good are you at letting go? How well do you release your grasp on something? Something that you've had, that you've loved, that you've enjoyed, something that maybe you are ready to let go of. You're ready to allow it to transition. And of course, when we have the willingness to let something go, it's much easier. But sometimes Saturn will force us to let go of something that our human self isn't ready to let go of. Maybe you don't want to disconnect. You don't want to detach. But Saturn in Pisces is basically saying, it's time to move forward. It's time to let this go. It's time to set yourself free. This is also where these endings can be hard. These endings can stir up grief. They can stir up a sense of, I don't want this to be over. I don't want this to go. And we have an attachment, an emotional attachment, an energetic attachment. And there can be so many ways this plays out. But part of the wisdom here is in trusting how everything in our life ends. Everything transitions. Everything moves on and moves forward. Everything has an expiration date of some kind. And so you can look at this from the micro level, from the macro level. You can look at this also from the realms of your personal world, as well as the global collective experience. So many layers of this, so many things that overlap. But Pisces is where we're able to flow and move forward with greater peace in our heart because of what we've learned, because of how you've grown, because of what you've been through that formed you, that helped you see who you are, what you're capable of, what you're about. But that doesn't mean it's always easy. That doesn't mean it's simple. And in fact, it can be quite big for the emotional body or the energetic body. It can require that you need time to move through something, especially if it's personal, especially if it's really affecting you. So part of Saturn in Pisces is understanding how we deal with grief, how we deal with letting go, how we deal with transitions. And again, this isn't easy. But it's certainly a part of our human experience and what we ultimately signed up for at a soul level. And as I mentioned, Pisces wants us to tap into the spiritual growth, wants us to disconnect from this physical reality, the present moment, this timeline, and to go higher into a bigger viewpoint of your soul's journey, of what you've learned, of what you've gained. Although the other part of Pisces is that at first it could feel like you lose more. You lose a lot and you gain a little. That can absolutely be the case. And again, I'm just speaking in general terms, but there's a sense here that Pisces wants us to close chapters, end things out, be complete with a cycle. And Saturn is the timekeeper. Saturn is about what's right on time in the physical reality? What's right on time in your life in terms of where the energies are at and what needs to change over or turn over? So yes, there can be more endings, more grief, more transitions, and all of that is designed to support our spiritual growth, our ability to detach and to step back. That can take time, and that certainly is not an easy process. In fact, grief is so personal. Grief is so individual, and it reminds me of a friend of mine who might be listening at this time. She and I went to high school together. She has her sun in Leo in the 12th house. She has Virgo rising, and she is such a bright light. I've known her for decades, and she's always been into astrology, and she has had some big life experiences in the past few years. So I do want to note that when we're talking about Pisces energies, the themes of Pisces relate to the themes of the 12th house in every astrology chart, also relates to the themes of Neptune, because Neptune is the ruler of Pisces. And so if you have strong Pisces in your chart, strong Neptune in your chart, or strong 12th house in your chart, there are correlations here between the energies and themes. And it's even stronger when these are related to your five personal planets. So Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars in Pisces, or conjunct Neptune or in the 12th house. These are some of the themes you're working through throughout your life. And so my friend from high school, in the past few years, she had two big life events happening at the same time. She got married and she had her daughter, her precious, beautiful baby girl. And while her daughter was born and moving into her first months of life, her husband was battling cancer and her husband passed. Her husband died just shortly after the birth of their daughter. So she had this beautiful chapter of finding a true love, getting married, creating a child together, quickly followed by a very intense illness and the loss of her partner, the loss of her daughter's father, all while she is learning how to be a mother and a parent. And now she is a single mother, dealing with the beautiful life of her daughter and simultaneously grieving the loss of her husband. And because she has planets in the 12th house, this is basically an example of these simultaneous experiences of dealing with your reality while understanding or working through the other experience of letting go, death, and completion. And I had met her for lunch a while back. And again, she's such a bright light. I just love connecting with her energy. And she had this very beautiful statement to make about what she was moving through that was very simple. And she said, "This is my journey. This is my journey. This is my path. I am on the path that I'm meant to live." And her words had this beautiful acceptance in them, as well as a lot of strength, because that's a lot to deal with in your life all at once. And she had this internal strength around the loss, the birth, the transitions, what she was moving through, and just that simple statement of, "This is my journey," can really connect you to your power. There's so much self-acceptance in that. You're not struggling against what is. You're not fighting the circumstances. You're just in that place of, "This is my journey." And I so admire her strength, her courage, and how inspiring she is. Yes, I'm sure there's so many more layers to work through and so many other things that come up. But I wanted to share this, and I'm sure you could hear my voice cracking because it always gets to me. I think it's really moving, and also to witness people's power in motion and what they are navigating with strength. I always find that so inspiring. And so Saturn entering Pisces is going to give you opportunities to be in your power, in your strength, as you move through whichever transitions your soul is ready for, whichever transitions your soul signed you up for. And also, as we move forward, we move into higher manifestations. We do have manifestations that come about. Manifestations occur in every astrology sign. So as Saturn enters Pisces, there are the transitions and the things we let go of, but then that opens up room and space for what's next, for what is a beautiful manifestation, what is unfolding in divine timing, what is coming up and coming about because of the spiritual work you've done, because of how far you've come, what you've realized, what you've worked through, and what you're ready to claim. Because again, Saturn being the timekeeper is going to show you it's time for this. It's time for this manifestation. It's time for this development. It can even be that whatever you've been dreaming about, whatever you've been putting energy into with your intentions and your visualizations, whatever you've been animating that you know is for your best and highest good, Saturn can come through and say, "It's your time. This is up for you. You're on deck. It's happening now. And you could have thought, oh my gosh, I thought this was just a dream. I never thought this would come about. But because Saturn rules our physical world, Saturn can make those dreams a reality, especially if you've been invigorating those dreams with trust, faith, hope, all these words that we say, all these things that we practice, these various spiritual principles that we're aware of. Well, Saturn brings it in and gives a form and structure to that energy. So yes, I've been sharing with you about these transitions and surrender, but there's also the element here of realizations and manifestations because of how far you've grown on your spiritual path. And so you'll also have to stay aware of when something manifests or come into your reality. Do you have the belief system to support it living in your energy? Do you have the personal value system and the self-worth that says, yes, I want this. Yes, I deserve this. Yes, I claim this. Because with Pisces, again, you have to stay aware of whether or not you unconsciously sabotage things, or perhaps it's consciously, or maybe you procrastinate or you push it away, or you say, no, that's too good to be true. That doesn't have my name on it. But Saturn knows what has your name on it. All energies know what has your name on it, but you have free will. And so there could be things that you really want, you've been wishing for, dreaming about, putting energy into, and then it arrives. And you're like, oh my goodness, this is happening. This is in my life. And it can stir up what is unhealed. It can trigger where your energy sinks, where your energy goes, that now you're ready to stabilize. Now you're ready to heal. So there's going to be new areas of healing that come up with Saturn in Pisces, especially around not only any of these sabotaging energies I've mentioned, but ultimately your connection to God, Source, Spirit, the universe. And that's what Saturn is going to bring up front and center, is what you've been practicing, what you've been believing. And if you truly believe that you are loved, adored, and cherished by the universe, do you truly believe you are worthy of manifesting your dreams? Do you truly believe that the universe knows what you've been through and wants you to be rewarded, wants you to have results for what you've been through? And as I mentioned, remember, we've had a tour of planets through Pisces. This part of your chart has been through a lot since 2003. It really has. And that's why we've had all of these spiritual lessons and spiritual healing and all this shadow work and inner work. The Pisces parade of planets, Uranus, Chiron, Neptune, Jupiter, has been constantly bringing our attention to how we work with Pisces energies. It's been relentless since 2003. And so here comes Saturn, who sees what you've changed, who honors what you have done that's more responsible. Saturn is also going to reward you for what you've cut out, what you have declared, I deserve better. I'm not going through that karmic pattern again. I am not going down that path again. My standards are higher. And here comes Saturn meeting you at your new standards. Saturn says, yes, you have done a lot of work around this. You have healed this. You have ended some significant karma that you've been traveling with through various cycles and various lifetimes. And Saturn gives you a pat on the back. You get a trophy for participating, and you get something that validates your new standards. So basically, don't give up before the miracle. Don't give up before the universe can deliver what you've put all this hard work into. See, Pisces does that. Pisces will leave 5 minutes before the miracle shows up. Pisces will exit and say, no, I'm not waiting for this. I don't think this is going to happen, which is a form of self-sabotage, which is a way of denying your own divine good. So don't deny your own divine good. because Saturn is going to sit you down at his desk and ask you if you're being a dum-dum because you're not fully claiming how far you've come. You're not fully owning all the spiritual work you do, all the spiritual energy you've moved through. This can be a beautiful time of manifestation for those who have really committed to their spiritual path. We're also going to see more people committing to their spiritual path, but with Saturn in Pisces, it could feel like an uphill climb. It could be like, oh, this is tough. And it's like, yeah, it is tough. It's not for the weak of heart. It's not for those who just want things to be easy. You have to continually practice it and show up and apply effort. All of these are Saturn tenets. All of these are principles of Saturn's energy. And Saturn wants you to make something real, but if you push it away, sabotage it, deny it, delay it, end it, then it won't show up in exactly the way that Saturn had intended it would for you. So we always have to remain mindful of where Saturn is in our charts and where Saturn is energetically so that we're aware of maturity, commitment, also detachment. So Saturn in Pisces is going to help us detach from some things that maybe felt really big, emotional, intense. Saturn helps us mature and understand this is your responsibility. And guess what? All of this over here, not your responsibility. Not your responsibility. It's sort of like 80% not your responsibility. This is important for Pisces because of the self-sacrifice the Pisces will do, the martyrdom. Oh, I'll carry this whole weight. Oh, I'll do all the work for all the people and all the things. There's no reward for that. I hate to ruin the show. There's no reward for self-sacrificing to your own detriment. There's no participation trophy for being a martyr. The age of Pisces is phasing out. We are no longer in those energetic realms. We're no longer in that place of having to do everything for everyone. This is where we're moving more into the age of Aquarius, where everyone is their individual energy field. And they're here to know themselves, to understand their gifts, to use their brain, to be in their power, to understand what they want and where they're going. And so Saturn in Pisces is going to show us where we have not taken responsibility for our energy and where we have work to do. Because again, anything that depletes you, that energetically sucks the life out of you, is a clear signal it's not for you. And you might feel this energy quite abruptly. And I'm getting a really funny visual. I'm getting a really funny visual of Mickey Mouse, who wears a white glove. The giant Mickey Mouse white glove in the sky is going to come down and bonk you on your head if you're trying to do too much for others, if you're taking on responsibility that isn't yours, if you are self-sabotaging, if you are procrastinating, if you're not dealing with reality, if you're not claiming your authority. Here comes the big white glove, bonks you over the head to knock some sense into you. And that's Saturn saying, let's do this differently. Let's approach this with responsibility to yourself first. And that is something too that we're going to have the energy and power to practice are boundaries. Boundaries where you're able to detach and say, okay, this is mine. I fully own this. But all of that over there, all that junk, not mine, not my energy, not my lesson. And this can be hard for Pisces. Kind, compassionate, loving Pisces. I have a family member who owns an antique store and people go there to talk to her because she's so open. She's a Pisces. She's so kind. She's so compassionate. She supports everyone. And so she has people hanging out in her antique store like all day long talking her ear off. She gets so exhausted. She's so tired. She just wants them to leave and she wants some space and time to herself. So she's had to put up boundaries, which is tricky in a store when you have customers and vendors and you need to make money. It's a business. But energetically and personally, she's had to establish the right boundaries where these people don't deplete her. So you could have some realizations with Saturn in Pisces around where you're depleted, where perhaps you're being too kind to others, the excess kindness, not the everyday kindness, where perhaps you're feeling too much energy, and now it's time to establish a healthy fence. Put up a fence, ensure that it honors you, and keep in mind that a healthy fence also honors other people. It gives them an opportunity to be in their own energy or to experience their own energy. So I think we're going to have some new boundaries established as Saturn moves into Pisces, which could also be an important spiritual lesson that you're ready for and that's right on time. Part of these boundaries is also where you're learning to say no. No, thank you. No, it's not for me. I'm going to have to pass this time. I don't think I'm able to take that on. I don't have room in my schedule. I don't think that's correct for me anymore. And there could even be something here where you've always done something and people have expected it from you. They've relied on you. And now you're understanding it's not where your energy goes. You don't want it on your calendar. And there could be some really strong themes here. And I'm feeling like it could be on repeat, where you're telling people that you're no longer interested, your priorities have changed, it's just not a right fit for you anymore. And so expect that for yourself, but also expect that from other people. You might be getting no's, no thank yous, I'm gonna have to pass, it's not right for me. And this is where you also return to your energy and remain in your authority, where yes, there can be disappointment. You could be bummed out that something isn't going to move forward and that you got a no for something that you really wanted. But that means something else will come through. Something else will show up. So if there is an energetic void of some kind, there will be something else that fills it in. So we're going to be dealing with boundaries, saying no, dealing with no's, dealing with our feelings around receiving a no thank you or disappointment. And we're also going to have with Saturn the maturity to handle it, the ability to see the bigger picture, and to remain strong in our own energies until something else comes up or comes through instead. So Saturn enters Pisces for the first time since the mid-90s, and we will keep discussing this topic in my weekly podcasts. I have a new podcast for you every Monday and Wednesday, so please join me for those shows as we will continue to look at what is coming up, what is changing on the planet, as well as what is changing within us. If you haven't done so, please check out my 2023 Soul Growth Astrology program, where I discuss more of the Saturn in Pisces energies. We look at the themes of it even more, and I guide you to understand what is happening for you throughout 2023. And it's not only Saturn. We look at the personal planets, the outer planets. We discuss the eclipses, all kinds of information in this program. So please check it out. It's designed to help you understand what is happening in your chart, what's going on for you more specifically, as well as helping you be an even better astrologer for yourself. So I'll put that link below the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. You can find out more about my current offerings over at mollymccord.online. That's where all of my programs and courses are. And be sure and check out my YouTube channel, where you will find a ton of videos in the playlists and a lot that can help you dive into your astrology chart even more. So wishing you a beautiful day ahead, as well as a beautiful journey of Saturn in Pisces. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.